A God Who Questions, Chapter 17. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose himself? A reading from the Gospel of St. Luke, Chapter 9, 23 through 26. And he said to all, "If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake, he will save it. For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself? For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words, of him will the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in his glory and the glory of the Father and of the holy angels." Just about every year, I teach the play and film A Man for All Seasons in one of my college theology courses. It is, of course, a play that focuses on the issue of conscience, though not in the way that it is usually critiqued for doing so. In the end, the two characters who fully oppose each other are Richard Rich and Sir Thomas More. What stands between them is not so much an issue of law or a matter of opinion, but a relationship to the truth. Richard perjures himself to gain what he wants, while Thomas accepts the consequences of another's perjury rather than speak words that are untrue. We know that the consequences for Thomas is death by beheading. While the last line of the film, not the play, tells us the consequence for the perjurer who sealed his fate. Richard Rich becomes Chancellor of England and died in his bed. Thomas lost his life immediately, while Richard held on to his life to receive everything he ever wanted. This would seemingly have nothing to do with the practice that my eldest son and I took up for a while of reading 5 psalms together on Sundays. We'd read them aloud, and we'd talk about each psalm briefly. On our third such Sunday, we were reading Psalms 11 to 15. After I heard the 15th psalm aloud, my son Caleb looked again at the end of the 4th verse. "Who keeps an oath despite the cost?" and said, "That's like Thomas More. He's right." Back at the beginning of that psalm, we hear what kind of person is being described. He who walks blamelessly and does what is right and speaks truth from his heart. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose himself? Thomas More died blamelessly because he did not say with his words what he knew to be false in his heart, where the gospel of Christ lived. See his closing court testimony. We then look back at Psalm 14, which we had read just a few minutes earlier. This psalm begins, "The fool says in his heart, there is no God." "So I guess that's Richie Rich," I suggested to Caleb. He agreed. What was in Rich's heart? At the critical moments when his character was determined, his heart was filled with concern for his position, his status, his prospects for success. He knew the truth, and yet he entertained a rather casual relationship with it. The truth could be of use to him on occasion, misrepresented by him as necessary, or even denied outright depending on the circumstances. Rich lived long and received plentiful reward for his conduct. And when he died, his natural death, he died clinging to what he loved most, himself, or rather, his obsessive self-regard. He wanted a status that others would laud, and he got what he wanted. But the dead man loses all he holds. The only one Rich had allowed to have a claim on him was himself. And so he loses himself. Robert Bolt, who wrote A Man for All Seasons, describes the type of man Rich is in the prefix to his work. "There is a special kind of shrug to a perjurer," he wrote. "We feel that the man has no self to commit, no guarantee to offer. We feel, we know, the self to be an equivocal commodity. In other words, the one who makes himself, his own words, his relationship to the truth, into something with commercial value, which can be traded away or bartered for some prize, some role, some honor, or even the whole lot of them, onto the whole world, loses everything. In trading away himself, he becomes no one. And that is the only humiliation in the end. To be stripped of everything, even your very self." When Jesus says that of this man, Jesus himself will be ashamed when he comes in his glory, in Luke 9:26, I take Jesus to mean that filling your heart with lies and deceptions so as to trade yourself away from any profit whatsoever, whether Wales or all of England or the whole world, will reduce you to nothing in the end. The glory of the Lord will pass right through you. There will be nothing there for his glory to light up. But the one who, in his heart of hearts, speaks truth, will be a person of flesh and blood whom the Son of Man makes to shine like the sun. O Lord, cure my heart of its wanderlust and keep it at home in your truth. Amen.